少有人啊，他们要真的知道说主耶稣在哪里住。
But those of us who are born of God,
啊，但是我们从神生的。
We know we are Lord Christ's thing.
啊，我们知道主耶稣在哪里住。
And those of us who receive God's grace and God's truth, we know we are Lord Christ's thing.
那我们从这个主的恩典跟真理而生的，我们也知道主耶稣是住在哪里。
We know that He manifests inside our church.
啊，因为他在我们教会当中，他显出来。
So because of this, we must go out and preach the gospel.
那么也是因为这样子，我们要出去传扬这个福音。
Because when people ask, Lord, where are you staying?
啊、当别人问说主你住在哪里
We must work just like John the Baptist
我们要像这个施洗约翰所回答的
Prepare a way for people come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ、
啊、就是要为主耶稣、啊、来预备道路让人来接受主耶稣的福音
And to tell people that our Lord Jesus Christ isThe Lamb of God who take the sin of the world.
啊，要见证主耶稣说神啊，就是主耶稣是神的羔羊，是除去世人罪孽的。
But we know to the end days, many people will see the church and know our Lord Jesus Christ stays here with us.
啊，因为在这个末日的时候，有很多人会查考，要知道啊，我们这个教会就是主所住的地方。
Just like John the Baptist, when he see the Spirit of the Lord ascending upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，就好像这个施洗约翰看见这个神的灵降在耶稣的身上。
And he bore witness, this is the Son of God.
啊，他做见证说，这就是神的儿子。
Just like on the end days.
啊，就好像在末日。
When God opened people's eyes.
啊，当啊神开了人的眼睛。
They will see that our church completely manifests the Spirit of God.
啊，他们就看见是我们的教会啊，真正是彰显神的真理。
And then they will know where Jesus Christ is staying.
啊，所以他们就知道啊。这我们的教会就是主耶稣他所居住的所在。
You can see that God used John the Baptist to show the way to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以这个啊，这个借着这个施洗约翰，让人看出啊，到底耶稣基督是谁。
But from verse 35 until the end of the chapter.
那么从三十五节到啊这末了。
Because during this time when the disciple asked our Lord Jesus Christ, "Where are you staying?" Then Jesus answered, "Come and see."
啊、当这个施洗约翰门徒问耶稣说你在哪里住的时候主耶稣说你们来看吧
So then verse 39 said They came and saw where he was staying
那么39节说、这个、他们去看、就知道主耶稣在哪里
Because of this they remained with him many days
那么因为这样子呢、他跟、这个门徒就同在了好几天
You can see during this time our Lord Jesus Christ did not have to say much to John's disciples、
这时候主耶稣不需要、向施洗约翰的门徒讲太多的话
He just told them come and see、
主耶稣告诉他们说你们来看吧
They say when they came they saw where our Lord Jesus Christ was staying、
这圣经讲说他们来看就看见主耶稣所住的地方
So sometimes for us preaching the gospel we do not need to say much、
有时候我们传福音我们也不需要讲太多的话
When people ask a question where is our Lord Jesus Christ staying
当别人问说那个主耶稣他是住在哪里
And sometimes all we have to answer come and see、
有时候我们回答很简单就说你们来看吧
But when people come to church they must see our Lord Jesus Christ manifest with us
那么当别人到我们教会的时候他们必须要看出、主耶稣真正在我们当中
And only then they can stay and remain with us
那么这样是他们才能够留下来而且跟我们在一起
So the two of disciples Andrew was one of them
那么提到这两个门徒这安德烈是其中一个
Then during this time God used Andrew to preach the gospel to his fellow brethren
那么神也借着安德烈来向他的这个兄弟、来传
And we know Andrew is very quick learner
我们知道 这安德烈他学得很快
Because during this time he went to his brother Simon Peter and saidLook, we have found the Messiah that was written in the book.
因为这个时候安德烈、跟他的兄弟就是西门彼得讲说我们已经找到在经上所记的那一个弥赛亚。
So in this time, he also found Philip.
那么同时他们也找到腓力。
And then Philip also preached the gospel to his brethren.
那么腓力也跟他的另外一个弟兄来传福音。
Then all he said is follow, he said come and see.
那么答案很简单说你们来看就知道了。
That is even verse 46.
这就在46节所说的。
Because when Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
46节，因为拿单业对他说，这个拿撒勒还能出什么好的呢
？So during that time, Philip just said, "Come and see."
那么腓力的回答说，很简单，你来看就知道。
So just like for us.
对我们来说也是一样。
Actually, we have a true seeker came to Sacramento about a month and a half ago.
我们在一个半月之前有慕道友在 Sacramento 教会的聚会。
She came for the first time.
她第一次来。
And she really have enjoyed fellowshipping with us.
她很这个能够跟我们大家团契在一起。
But she never returned back to church again.
那么，但是她又回到她原来的教会去。
Then two weeks, two weekends ago, I was there, and then we call her, we want to visit her.
两个礼拜前，我在这个Sacramento 地方，我们打电话请她来。
Of course, she refused the visitation.
那么她拒绝我们去访问。
Then we ask her, why don't you come to our church?
我们问她说，为什么你不继续来我们教会呢
？And says anything else that we can do to you know to make you feel more comfortable?
我们问她说，我们能够做什么让你觉得比较好像有点归家的感觉
？Actually, she was very straightforward with us.
她对我们讲的很简洁。
She has told us your church is too many Asian people.
她说你们教会太多这个亚洲人了。
Because of this, I don't feel comfortable going to your church.
那么因为这样子呢，我就不太喜欢这个到你们教会去。
Of course, this is the obstacle that many true seekers have encountered when they come to our church.
当然这是我们教会一个很大的障碍当别人到我们教会的时候。
But I truly believe all of us filled with the Spirit of God.
但是我真的相信，我每一个人都有这个神的灵的充满。
When people come to our church, we tell them come and see.
当别人到我们教会的时候，我们说你们来看吧。
For sure, God will open the eye to see that our Lord Jesus Christ abide with us.
当然我们知道神会开他们的心眼，让他们知道神与我们同在。
So you can see in chapter 1, the way the disciple preached the gospel, they did not say much.
所以看这个约翰福音第一章这个门徒传福音的时候，他们没有讲太多的话。
They just want to show Jesus to their fellow brethren.
他们只有把耶稣来介绍给他的这些兄弟朋友。
And every one of them who saw believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么来看的人，每一个人都相信接受耶稣。
So this is also one way for us to preach the gospel.
这也是我们传福音的一个方法。
Just tell people come and see.
跟别人讲说你来看吧。
But when they come, they must see our Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们来看的时候，他们必须要看见耶稣在我们当
中。And then for sure they will remain with us for many days.
那么这样他会跟我们同住多天。
But then in chapter 2.
在第二章。
And chapter 2 in verse 11 said, This is the beginning of the sign of Jesus did in Cana Galilee and manifest his glory and his disciple believe in him.
二章十一节说，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹就是在加利利的加纳行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
So we know in the book of John, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed seven I ams.
所以在约翰福音这个耶稣说我是有七次。
And every I am point to him that he is the true and living God.
那么每一次的我是都是宣告他真的是神的儿子。
But he also performed seven miracles.
那么主耶稣他也行了这个七个神迹。
And his miracle is also a sign that point to our Lord Jesus Christ.That he is the Son of God.
那么七个神迹都证实耶稣基督真的是神的儿子。
So in chapter 2, the reason many people came to believe in him because of the miracle that water turned into wine.
那么在第二章里头记载说，很多人因此来信他因为主耶稣把水变成酒。
So in our church, you also need to manifest miracles.
所以在我们教会也必须要彰显出神迹奇事。
Because especially for people who you know who have don't have great faith.
尤其是对那些没有很大信心的人
They must see the miracle that happened in our church
他们必须要看见我们教会有神迹的发生
So they can come to believe
他们可以来相信
But how can they come to a church to see this kind of miracle
他们怎么来我们教会看见这样的神迹呢
Just like in chapter 2 verse 1
就好像第二章的第一节
John chapter 2 verse 1
约翰福音第二章第一节
On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee and the mother of Jesus was there
所以第三日在加利利的迦拿有举行的宴席，耶稣的母亲也在那里。
So we know our wedding is a time to rejoice.
我们知道这个举行的宴席是大家这个相聚欢乐的时候。
Because a wedding is a very special occasion.
因为这个举行的宴席是一个很特殊的一个场合。
And we know that during this time, maybe Jesus' mother, Mary, knew this couple.
那么耶稣的母亲她一定认识这个。就是新婚的这个夫妻。
That's why she was there.
所以主耶稣也在那里。
And then verse 2.
那第二节。
Now both Jesus and his disciple were invited to the wedding.
所以耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
For me, I think this couple did not know our Lord Jesus Christ.
对我来讲这个婚宴的夫妻他们不认识耶稣。
Or his disciple.
或者是耶稣的门徒。
Because later on when we see that when they ran out of the wine,They did not come directly to our Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to help them.
因为后来我们知道这个故事的过程当他们酒用尽的时候，他们没有邀请耶稣一些什么帮忙。
And maybe the reason why they were invited, that is our Lord Jesus Christ's disciple, because of Mary.
那但是呢就是因为这个主耶稣的母亲玛利亚的缘故，所以他们也被邀请了。
So our Lord Jesus Christ at that time went to the wedding.
所以主耶稣他赴了这个宴席。
And look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
那么第三节说酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
So like we said, wedding is a very special occasion.
我们提到说这个喜庆的宴席是很特殊的场合。
And I'm sure during that time, many people were drinking and rejoicing themselves.
我想当那个时候也很多人他们这个饮酒，然后这欢乐。
But all of a sudden, they ran out of wine.
但是忽然间这个酒用尽了。
And if they have no wine, this kind of banquet, of course, will make the situation become very bad.
那么在喜庆的宴席这个酒用尽的时候呢？使那个场合变得很尴尬。
That's why the mother of Jesus,
所以主耶稣的母亲
said to our Lord Jesus Christ,
对耶稣说
they have no wine.
他们的酒用尽了。
So nowadays you can see many people in the world.
今天你看见世界上很多的人。
For example, when when people first get married,
比方说他们第一次结婚的时候。
Actually, they feel very joyful.
当然他们很欢乐。
Just like many people take the time to go to Hawaii and get married over there.
这样今天有很多人他们请假他们到夏威夷去结婚。
Almost every time I go to Hawaii, I always see some kind of wedding on the beach.
每次我到这夏威夷去，都是看见这个有种种的这宴这婚姻的宴席。
Especially during the sunset.
尤其是在夕阳西下的时候。
Because when the sunset and people get married, the background looks so beautiful.
因为在夕阳西下的时候这个人在这个海滩结婚他的背景是非常的好。
But within 3 to 5 years,
但是呢在过去3到5年的时间
50% of these people who get married, they will be divorced.
大概有50%的在夏威夷结婚的人他们的终极就是离婚了。
So that's why we must be just like Mary.
所以我们要像这个玛利亚。
And invite Jesus into people's life.
就是他把耶稣带进人的生活当中。
Because don't tell me they run out of wine, there's no way for them can be able to get the wine so quickly to be able to satisfy their guests.
因为当酒用尽的时候，他们没有任何的方法使那个酒能够在有充足的这个供应。
Just like nowadays.
像今天一样。
We have mentioned every single year 30,000 people kill themselves in America.
我们提到说这个在美国一年有30,000人他们自杀。
And all these people, they need our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这些自杀的人每一个人都需要耶稣。
And all those who kill themselves, not because they don't have money.
那么自杀的人不是他们没钱。
But sometimes they run out of wine.
有时候就是他们的人生里头酒用尽了。
Because wine represents tranquility.
因为这个酒就是代表使他们镇定。
Something they drink that they can enjoy.
他们喝了酒他们可以享受。
But even though people have, they go through life, have a lot of pleasure, they enjoy many things, but sooner or later it will feel empty inside their heart.
就是好像人在生命当中他们有享受的欢乐的时候，但是很快的酒就用尽了。
So that's why we must play the role of Mary.
所以呢，我们要扮演这个玛利亚的角色。
We know many people do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道很多人他们不信耶稣的。
So we must invite Jesus Christ into their heart.
所以我们必须要这个把耶稣带进他们的心中。
This is the opportunity that we really can bring joy to them.
这就是一个机会，让我们把这欢乐再带到他们的心里头。
So just like Mary,
就好像玛利亚。
Maybe because of her, that's why Lord Jesus Christ was be able to be invited to the wedding.
因为他的缘故，所以主耶稣跟他的门徒有被邀请到宴席的机会。
And just happened they ran out of wine.
那么那个时候他们刚好酒用尽了。
So and Mary knew, she knew that Jesus was the one to be able to fix the situation.
那么玛利亚她知道耶稣就是在这个时候能够解决他们的问题的人。
So just like for every single one of us.
就好像我们在座每一个人。
There's no problems in this world that Lord Jesus Christ cannot fix.
这个在我们人生所遭遇的各种困难，没有一件主耶稣不能解决的。
But we must invite people to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们要邀请人来认识耶稣。
Then verse 4.
第四节。
Jesus said to her, Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.
这耶稣说，母亲，我这个中文原字是妇人。我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
So we know Mary just a woman, just a human being, just like us.
这个玛利亚就是一个妇人就好像我们的当中每一个人。
So when our Lord Jesus Christ answered during this time, Woman, what does your concern have to do with me?
所以这个时候主耶稣回答说，这个妇人我跟你有什么相干呢？
For me, when he answered this to Mary,
当这个主耶稣用这种话来回答玛利亚的时候。
He just tell that I am God.
啊、意思呢就是说我是神。
My timing is very different from yours.
啊，我的时间跟你不一样。
And then you cannot tell me what to do.
那你不能告诉我说我当做什么。
Because he's speaking from you know, the view of God.
啊，因为他是从神的观点来说话的。
Because Mary she's just a woman.
啊，因为玛利亚只是一个妇人。
But nevertheless.
啊，但是呢。
Mary, she have the faith.
啊，但是她有信心。
That's why in verse 5.
所以在第五节。
His mother said to the servant, "Whatever he say to you, do it."
啊，她的母亲对佣人说，她告诉你们什么，你们就做吧。
This is very important.
那么这很重要。
When we come to bring people to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
啊，当我们要带人来认识耶稣的时候
，we must train them and encourage them to do whatever the Bible teaches to do.
啊，我们要训练他们啊，要知道就是圣经啊是怎么样子教导我们的。
For example, when I first came to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
比方说我第一次来啊相信主的时候
，many sisters at the time tell me to kneel down and pray for the Holy Spirit.
教会的姐妹跟我讲说你要跪下来祷告求圣灵。
Because I'm sure that they have the faith that if I kneel down with a sincere heart and pray for the Holy Spirit, God will bless me with the Holy Spirit.
因为他们有信心相信，只要我顺服跪下祷告啊，耶稣会赐给我圣灵。
And they also encourage me to pray at home.
他们也鼓励我在家里要祷告。
Because all week we don't have you know fellowship or service with one another.
啊，但是因为整个礼拜来我们没有这个互相团契的机会。
I'm sure one of those sisters realized if I myself pray to God, God will bless me with many things.
我相信教会另外一个姐妹，她知道只要我花时间愿意跪下向神祷告，我就会得到圣灵。
That's why when Mary say to the servants.
啊，所以当这个玛利亚对这个仆人这样说的时候
，Whatever he say, you must do it.
啊，他无论跟你说什么，你就要照着做。
And only then you can receive the blessing.
那么这样子，你就可以得到福气。
This is very important.
啊，这很重要。
Because a lot of time people feel that you know, not only a couple of days ago, some true seeker mentioned that you know the reason they don't want to come to a church because sometimes we are too strict.
啊，几天前就是有慕道友跟我提说，他们不来我们教会，因为他觉得我们教会太严格了。
Because they said, "Hey, whatever Jesus tells us to do in the Bible is only a suggestion."
啊，因为他们想说，啊，这个主耶稣在圣经里头啊，要我们所做的事，只不过是一个建议而已。
But we know it's not a suggestion.
啊，但是我们知道这不是建议。
Whatever we do, that's according to God's will.
啊，我们要做就是照着神的旨意去做。
God will bless us for it.
那么神就会祝福我们。
Let's find verse 6.
啊，因此在第六节。
Now they will set their 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece.
啊，说照着犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每一口可以盛两三桶水。
So during this time, it just happened this water pot of stone.
啊，所以这个时候有这些盛水的石缸。
And there were 6 of them.
那么有六个。
And each one of them can contain 20 or 30 gallons apiece.
那么每一口可以盛两三桶水，就是二三十加仑的水。
See, this is quite a lot.
那么这是很多水。
So if our Lord Jesus Christ filled these 6 water pots with water, this means it's quite a lot.
啊，所以要用这个水装了这个六桶啊，这么大的一个石缸的水是很多的水。
But maybe for the servants.
啊，但是对仆人来说
，No, maybe they say, "Why do you want me to do this?"
啊，仆人他们可能会问说，为什么你要我这样做呢
？But because Mary already encouraged them.
啊，但是玛利亚已经鼓励他们。
Whatever he said to you, must do it.
不管他跟你们说什么，你们就照着做。
And because of this, they did not ask our Lord Jesus Christ, "Why do we need to do it?"
啊，所以主耶稣跟他们这样讲的时候，他们没有回问主耶稣说。为什么你要我们这样做
？Because back then there's no faucet.
啊，因为那个时候没有这个自来水桶。
And for them to fill this 6 gallon of water, it must take a lot of time.
那么要盛满这个六缸的这样的十缸的水，要花很多的时间。
But nevertheless, they have the faith.
啊，但是呢，他们有信心。
To realize whatever Jesus said, they must do it.
啊，就是说他们知道主耶稣说什么，他们就照着做。
That's why in verse 7.
因此在第七节
，Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim."
啊，耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水。他们就倒满了，而且倒到这个缸口。
You can see, not only they fill up, they say they fill up to the brim.
啊，不仅是他们倒水，而且倒满到缸口。
So because of this, our Lord Jesus Christ can perform this great miracle.
那么因为这样子，所以主耶稣啊，就借此行了神迹。
That is turning the water into wine.
啊，就是把水变成酒了。
And it's through this miracle, many people come to believe in him.
那么因为借着这个神迹，很多人就相信了。
So there's no secrets nowadays when we preach to true seekers.
所以今天我们对这个慕道友传福音也没有什么秘密。
If people have the faith,
啊，只要他们有信心
，to be able to hear what we tell them to do,
啊，他们能够听我们所说的话
，just like praying for the Holy Spirit,
啊，就好像祷告求圣灵。
When if they really pray for the Holy Spirit, God will truly bless them with it.
啊，他们若真正祷告求圣灵，那么主耶稣一定会给他们圣灵。
But we ourselves must have the faith.
那我们自己本身要有信心
，just like Mary,
啊，就好像玛利亚。
When Mary said to the servant, "Whatever he tells you to do, you must do it." This means Mary has the faith, so she can pass that faith to the servants.
啊，玛利亚对仆人说，她说什么，你们就照着做，因为玛利亚有信心。所以把这个信心也传到仆人身上。
But if true seeker comes to us,
啊，所以当慕道到我们当中的时候
，and our faith is not solid,
啊，但是我们的信心不坚固。
And we just tell them, oh, you just can read the Bible, right?
啊，那我们就想说，你就读读圣经吧。
And you feel like praying, yeah, you can pray.
你想祷告，你就祷告吧。
Maybe if your knees hurt, you don't need to kneel down and pray.
啊，你若是觉得这跪下这个啊膝盖会酸痛，那你不用跪吧。
If we speak like this,
啊，若是我们这样讲话
，this means really we lack of faith.
表示我们没有信心。
Because we know if we are truly convinced that the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can pass it on to the true seekers.
因为我们知道，我们若是对主耶稣切实有信心的时候，那么这个信心可以传到这些慕道友的身上。
And this I really experience many times when we go to preach, you know, preach to true seekers.
那么这个原则啊，我体会了很多次啊。当我们向慕道友传福音的时候
，Like I shared with you one time, we were in Dallas Church.
啊，我就跟大家分享，有一次我们在达拉斯教会的见证。
And we went to visit the homeless shelter.
啊，我们去啊去看一个这无家可归的啊一个收容所。
And when they go, they never ever pray in the spirit.
啊，我们他们去的时候没有说用灵言祷告的。
Because to them, they feel that it's too embarrassing.
啊，因为他们觉得在这个收容所用灵言祷告，不大好意思。
Praying in the spirit may scare people away.
啊，而且想说用灵言祷告，有些人他们会害怕离开了。
Of course, this from human thinking, you know, it seems that it's true.
啊，这个从人的这个观点好像是正确的。
But during that time,
但是那个时候
，when the some of the brother asked us to pray.
啊，就是啊，有一个弟兄邀请我们祷告。
Of course, the brother is not thought we would pray in understanding.
啊，当然那个弟兄想说我们会用悟性祷告。
But during that time, the minister who leading the prayer.Pray in the spirit.
啊，但是呢，这个传道人带祷告的就用灵言祷告。
Of course, in the beginning, you know, some of the brothers were in shock.
啊，刚开始的时候，有些人他们啊有点这个啊有点吓到了。
Because he shared with me, he's afraid they begin to scare those homeless people away.
啊，因为他们怕说用灵言祷告啊会使那些这个无家可归的人他们啊害怕逃走了。
But after the prayer,
啊，但是借着灵言祷告
，almost every single one who prayed with us shed tears.
啊，每一个跟我们祷告的那个在场的无家可归的大家都掉眼泪了。
Because they felt so touched by Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，因为他们被主耶稣的爱所感动。
And during time we even be able to cast out demons from one of them.
啊，我们可以从一个啊这个无家可归人身上赶出魔鬼。
So that's why when we tell true seekers.
啊，所以当我们这个慕道友啊传福音的时候
，about our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，就提到主耶稣。
We must have the faith so we can pass this faith to them.
我们必须要有信心，才能够把这信心。传到他们身上
，just like Mary
啊，就好像玛利亚。
So when Jesus told the servant to fill the 6 water pots
啊，所以当主耶稣对门啊对这个仆人讲说，把这个水啊，把用这个缸里的水啊，
they,
把它倒满。
And they fill it to the brim.
那他们倒到缸口的时候
，And look at verse 8
我们看第八节。
And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast."
啊，这个第八节，耶稣对佣人说，这个把缸倒满的水，他们就倒满了以后。啊，而且可以掏出来送给这个管宴席的，他们就送去了。
If we were the servants,
你若是个仆人
，What would we do?
你怎么你会
？If our Lord Jesus Christ told us take this water to the mass of the feast,
啊，这个当主耶稣跟我们讲说，把这个水掏出来啊。啊，这个送到管宴席的去。
Because at the time they did not know that it turned already turned into wine.
啊，因为他们当场不知道这个水变成酒了。
But for me, because of their faith.
啊，但是对我来讲，因为他们的信。
When our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Take this, you know, draw some and give to the mass of the feast."
啊，当主耶稣说把这个水掏出来啊，送给管宴席的时候
，Then it plainly said, and they took it.
啊，那么圣经讲得很清楚说，他们就送去了。
And this is to take a lot of faith.
那么这需要很多的信心。
And this faith, why? Because for Mary.
啊，那为什么有这个信心呢？就是因为玛利亚的缘故。
Then verse 9.
第九节。
When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and they did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom.
啊，说管宴席的啊，这个尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是从哪里来的，只有掏水的佣人知道。 这管宴席的便叫新郎来。
You can see during this time, even the master of the feast did not know where this wine came from.
所以这管宴席也不知道这个酒从哪里来的。
But you see, the servants who, the one that listened to our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是这个仆人就是他们听耶稣话的。
They knew where it came from.
他们知道这个酒是从哪里来的。
Because they the one that put the water into the water pot, they the one that listened to our Lord Jesus Christ to bring some of the water, to the master of the feast.
因为他们就是把这个水啊倒到缸里头，然后把缸里的水再掏出来送给管宴席的，就是都是照耶稣所吩咐的做。
And this wine is even better than the wine that they had before.
而且这个酒啊比原来的酒还更好。
That's why the master of the feast.
所以这管宴席的。
And verse 10.
第十节。
And they say to him, every man at the beginning set out the good wine, and when the guests had well drunk, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now.
第十节说，对他说，人都先摆上好酒。等客喝满的才摆上次等的，你倒把好酒留到至今。
So when we invite true seekers come to our church,
所以当我们邀请慕道友到我们教会的时候
，they really must experience our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们必须要这个亲身体会耶稣。
And they also must experience miracles and signs themselves.
他们必须要亲身体会神迹奇事。
And only then they can see that our Lord Jesus Christ manifests His glory inside our church.
那么只有这样子，他们才真知道说主耶稣在我们的教会里头彰显荣耀。
Just like in verse 11.
就好像十一节。
So this beginning of a sign Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifest his glory and his disciple believe in him.
说这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹在加利利加那行的显出他的荣耀来他的门徒就信他了。
And this is very wonderful.
那么这是的确没常。
So when we ask people come and see.
所以当我们告诉人说你来看吧。
When they come to our church.
当他们来我们教会的时候。
They also must experience miracles and signs.And with our Lord Jesus Christ,
他们必须要亲身从主耶稣身上体验到神迹奇事。
And only then they will continue to believe.
那么只有这样，他们才会继续的相信。
But it all starts from us.
但是都是从我们身上开始。
We must have that kind of faith.
我们必须要有这种信心。
So when we speak to those who come to want to know our Lord Jesus Christ, our faith will pass on to them.
当我们有这个信心的时候，我们的信心也可以传到那些被邀请的人身上。
And then when they receive our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以当他们接受耶稣的时候
，then they themselves will know that our Lord Jesus Christ manifests with us.
他们就知道说主耶稣真的在我们当中显出荣耀来。
So there's a couple of ways that we can evangelize.
这就是我们传福音的几个方法。
Sometimes just ask people come and see.
有时候我们就是只有告诉别人说你们来看吧。
But when they come, they must experience our Lord Jesus Christ inside our church.
但是他们来看的时候，他们必须要经历到主耶稣真的在我们当中显出荣耀。
So may God continue to guide us.
愿神继续带领我们。
And strengthen us.
而且加添我们信心。
So we always can be a vessel that God can use to preach the gospel.
所以我们可以成为传福音的器皿就主耶稣可以借着我们把福音传出去。
Let's turn to hymn 452.
我们来唱诗452首。
It's interesting, Sister Yudi, she picked all the three hymns concerning hands.
这个Yudi姐妹在领诗的时候她挑的都是有关于这个手的。
These two hymns I picked tonight is all about that to do with the eyes.
今天晚上两首诗我所挑的都是跟我们的这个眼睛有关系。
So now let's sing hymns 452.
我们现在来唱452首。
Be thou my vision.